Hey, it's time for another Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I crack open some Threadless IPA, and we talk about Night of the Living Ales, as well as some of the upcoming events for this week. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nick White.
Yeah, glad to have you guys back, and we got some good stuff to talk about today.
Oh yeah, man. We got an event from last week, and then we got some events coming up this week.
Yeah, and we're drinking some black and yellow
beer. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
We got some Threadless IPA from Finch's.
Yeah, man. So this is Finch's Beer Company. So this is an IPA that's checking in at 6%. So it's we drink a lot of IPAs on this show.
Right.
This one's definitely a lot more bitter than just about all of them we've had, right?
Uh-huh. I haven't had a big IPA in a while. It's been cold, so you want those stouts and those darker beers. And I haven't had a Finch beer in a long time.
Yeah, we did the tour once at their facility. It's not too far from Kuma's, their brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they are, you know, they were in Kentucky like 2 months before Goose was.
Okay.
Like they really been focusing on getting like their regional foothold in place. So they've been moving a lot of beer out of state, like places like Georgia and Tennessee, Kentucky, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because this is like the only can I end up seeing at the store is the Threadless IPA.
Yeah. I like my favorite beer from them is that Secret Stash.
Oh, is that like their Christmas?
It's a stout. It's like a sweet. It's a sweet stout.
Okay,
kind of. Yeah, it's really good. I really like that from Finch.
Nice. And for some reason, I thought the Threadless thing, it started as just a collaboration between them, and then it turned into like a year-round beer for them. I thought it was just going to be like a one-off, and now it's like it's here to stay.
Yeah, I see this more than because the first beer I had from them was what was it, like Cutthroat or something, like the Pale Ale? But if I see a Finch beer, it's usually this one when I see it out. And I think Threadless is like the shirt company that they did the collaboration with. I know the guy, there's a guy, Finch. His name is Finch.
Yeah, Ben Finch.
Yeah, Ben Finch. And I think he's got some sort of tie with Threadless.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so I think that's the relationship. I think he's like, he worked at Threadless and now he's doing his thing with the beer.
Yeah, well, this is it's a tasty beer. We got tall boy cans here and... Yeah, we'll sip on these throughout the episode.
Yeah, man. Nothing wrong with that.
Let's get into this past week. I know my big event that I made it to was Day of the Living Ales or Night of the Living Ales.
Yeah, that was probably the biggest event on the calendar last week. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to go. You went. Goose Island Wrigley.
Yeah, it was fun. It was tough to get a cab over there because we had the Blackhawks game at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
And I'm only glad it wasn't at Wrigley, because it's been at Wrigley in the past.
Yeah.
And so that would have been a rough night over there.
Yeah, I mean, because that place is kind of hard to get in and out of anyway.
Yeah.
So
getting the cab there was rough, but I made it there. And then there was this, so if you haven't been to Night of Living Ales before, what it is, it's at Wrigleyville, Wrigleyville Goose Island. And it's in the back room. So there's like a party space that you can rent out. And then in the garage, which is like their storage spot, probably for beer and pickups and things like that, right? It's right. A garage.
Yeah, it's a garage all year long except for this party. So basically all the beers are in the garage. And then you can step out of the garage into like the foyer, the back party room. And that's where the food is.
Uh-huh.
So it's like it's a nice escape if you're like tired of being in the garage for the beer.
Because it's cold in the garage.
Which is perfect for those beers because they like keep them at a cellar temperature,
right?
For the cask event.
So it's all cask beers. There's what, almost 50 beers, I think.
Oh wow.
Maybe 40 something, or just try a 40, somewhere around 40 to 50, and it's a bit overwhelming at first, but then you're getting little samples, so you start to go through it real quick. And since it's so cold out there, you need to keep drinking to stay warm, and you got to keep moving around, so you can't stand for long. And I think we ended up making it through. There was a group of like three of us. And between the three of us, we tried almost them all. Just little tastes of them. Like, what are you getting? All right, this one. I'll get the one next to it. Right. And we'll just keep moving on.
That's the way to do it, man. Teamwork, man.
Yeah.
You know, then you can just sample, like, all of them.
Right, because you alone cannot have them all.
No. And you shouldn't. So if you're at a festival and you see 130 beers, you shouldn't have all of them. You know, get a group of your friends, man, and do it. And do what Brad's talking about right now.
Right. Just make sure no one's sick beforehand. And then you're fine.
Yeah. So Night of Living Nails, and so there's two sessions, Day of the Living Nails and Night of Living Nails, and it's also a competition.
Right.
So they give out awards for basically their best in show, mm-hmm. right?
And
so,
the audience votes on it. So you do have to try all the beer. You have to try a good amount.
Right.
And to then, be able to vote, just, you know, I don't know if this beer was better than the other one. I got to try it.
You know, so yeah, and then you should probably remember what you tried so you can mm-hmm. so you can have an opinion at the end of the night. So I know they give out a couple of awards. One of them is for they call the Sellerman's Award.
Okay.
And it's kind of like the staff only, and the staff kind of decides, hey, this is the best example of a cask beer, basically that award.
Right.
And then the other awards are, like you said, for everyone to vote on.
Right.
So it looks like this year they called the Golden Tut Sellerman Award was for the Hammer, the Bullet, and the Vice from Half Acre. Which I believe is like a 6% brown ale, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. And when they had announced that, that was one of the beers I hadn't tried. Most of the ones that won awards were beers that I hadn't have tried at that point. So then that won, so I went and had that. And it's a great beer. It definitely, it's just good. It didn't stand out of the night, but it was like, oh, this is a good beer.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of that award.
Exactly. Yeah. And then so this year I know they broke down the winning categories in basically two areas, like beers above 6% and beers below 6%.
Uh-huh.
Right. So there's a favored beer of Chicago, and then there's a champion beer, which is basically like, you know, the winner and then the runner up.
Right. You think that was to stop Bourbon County Stout from like just from running, crushing running away with the awards?
Because that beer's so good. It's so good, man.
Yeah. And they bring like all these variants of it. It's like, oh, all these Bourbon County Stouts won.
So this is this actually is interesting though, because, you know, another reason which kind of makes sense is that, you know, hey, there's a lot of beers that aren't, you know, super high in alcohol, but mm-hmm. that really taste great and are really well balanced beers.
Yeah.
And they get overshadowed when you got a beer that's 14%.
Yeah.
So the best, they call it the favorite beer in Chicagoland under 6%. So that beer was Tight Head Boxcar Porter with coffee.
Okay. And I didn't have that, and I don't, yeah, and I think that was the only beer Tight Head had brought.
So. Yeah, they're up in Mundelein, Illinois. That's the North Burbs. So that was a favorite beer for beers under 6%. And then there's the champion beer for mm-hmm. beers under 6%. And that was Off Colors Jasmine's some,
uh-huh.
which I'm guessing is like some variant of Troublesome There Goes. Or right. Goza.
Yeah. And this had jasmine tea in it. So I think it was a good beer. You have to like jasmine tea, and if you didn't like that, you may not like it. But it was good. It was different. And it was more of a refreshing beer, I think.
So the favorite beer of Chicagoland over 6% was Off Colors Violets.
Yeah. And that was awesome. That was in gin barrels. So,
of course. Yeah. It was, of course, Lama put a beer in gin barrels. And then the champion beer for the over 6% was the Pineapple Botanamite from Goose Island.
Yeah, and I'm kind of upset I didn't get to try this beer because it was gone within 15 to 30 minutes of the second session.
Oh, wow. Now, usually, like, for those events, like, I know how, like, FOBAB and, you know, and these are two different organizations, but at FOBAB, if a beer gets to basically half the level, they turn it off and they allow, you know, to allow the second half to try the beer.
Right.
So, but this beer was gone.
It was gone. And I remember someone saying, like, oh, you should get the Goose Island Bourbon County brand barley wine with coffee. Like, that's going to go fast. That one lasted for a while. Yeah. Not this one, though.
Yeah. I like what Nick Barron does with the brewmaster at Clybourne. Well, Clybourne, the pubs. So, Clybourne and Wrigley.
Uh-huh.
He does sours really good.
Okay.
You know, over the summer I had it was a 2% beer. Berliner Weisse. 2% Berliner Weisse. So it was really good. The Britannamite was one of their 25th anniversary beers. They dipped them in wax, you know, that kind of thing. So the pineapple version was probably really tasty. Okay. And I know one of those other beers was a Flanders Red for their 25th, which was also basically a sour ale that they put in, like, you know, bourbon barrels.
Oh, and sounds good. Them.
Yeah. So those are the winners, man. Those are the winners for 2014 Night of Living Ales, Day of Living Ales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a fun event. This year, I didn't go last year, but this year they had another little area of like 5 to 10 beers, basically on the patio.
Oh, like outside.
Yeah, and it had a tent over it, and there was no like, you know, they have those heat lamps when it gets cold in Chicago and you're sitting on the patio. They didn't have that. So that room was even colder than like the garage. But I was in the garage most of the time. I had my jacket on, gloves on, and trying to stay warm. Because it was cold that night. It was snowing.
Yeah, I remember that. It was pretty chilly. Sounds like a good event, though.
But, yeah, it was fun. The only other thing I did this week, I checked out I want to say Uniani, but that's not right. It's like Unani. Jerry Nelson over there. He told me how to say it, and I forgot.
And then I remembered that day, and then I forgot. Yeah. Yeah, it basically is like French for like 1 year.
Right.
Unani or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we shot a Hopcast there, so that should be coming out soon.
Okay.
Do a little interview, and yeah, their space is right over on like Chicago and Ashland. So making some good beers. I've really enjoyed from them.
Everything from them is like French and Belgian inspired, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, looking forward to see what else they do, and as they grow, they got an interesting setup. So if you can ever set up a tour or anything like that, check it out. It's like it's a big garage, so it's a quick tour, but it's neat to see like how their brewing system is different than everyone else's, just because it's what they say, like an old wine system. So it's not like your normal brew house that you see.
Uh-huh. It sounds like one of those setups that's kind of like a lake effect up on the northwest side.
Okay.
Where it's like, you know, like it's a production facility, but it's, you know, it's not this big, crazy facility. It's kind of like the step after you decide, hey, I want to take this from my garage and make it a business.
Okay.
It's that step, right? Where it's like, it's like super small, intimate, and then like, you know, they're cranking out beers and bottling them.
Cool.
On a small level.
Yeah, probably very similar.
Yeah.
But that kind of does it for the week. You didn't make it to anything this past week.
No, I'm sucking at life.
It's usually me who's not. You're at everything, and I'm here. Like, I didn't do anything.
I'm trying to think of what I did, man. I didn't do anything last week, man. Yeah, I missed a lot of fun stuff. Kicking myself about not going to Ales.
Well, let's get into what's happening this week and what everyone should be checking out and where they should be drinking.
Yeah, man. So let's get right to it, man. Thursday, March 6th at 7 p.m., in Andersonville Brewing is holding an event.
Wait,
so
who
I've not. Right. So Hamburger Mary's up in Andersonville they've changed their name, and now they're known as Andersonville Brewing.
Okay.
And they're having a tap takeover. So
do we know, before you get into the tap takeover, we don't know why they changed their name, do we? Because Hamburger Mary's is a chain.
Hamburger Mary's is totally a chain of, you know, like burger joints.
So were they like kicked out of the chain?
I think they violated. No, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
They broke the Hamburger Mary's code,
and now they're just like, you know that they had to sell their franchise ship, and now they're, you know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. We're being very speculative. We have no fucking idea. But now they're Andersonville Brewing now.
Okay.
And you know they were always making beer there. You know, I know they got like four beers year round on draft up there, and yeah, so they're officially Andersonville Brewing. I mean, which is great for branding. You know, if you're making four beers a year.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're pretty much a brewery at that
point. Maybe it was confusing because if you went to another Hamburger Mary's, you're like, where's your beer that you brew? The one in Chicago brews beer.
That's a very good point, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's probably good for branding and, you know, putting the spotlight on the fact that, you know, they're making beer even though they're Hamburger Mary's.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're at all the festivals and all that stuff, you know.
But the tap takeover isn't even there. They always have. It's always a tap takeover for them because it's their brewery.
Yeah. So this tap takeover is the good folks up at Temperance Brewing. So Temperance is up in Evanston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Andersonville Brewing is hosting Temperance for a tap takeover. So you can get four.
Big tap takeover.
They should really call it a tap invasion. Now, I mean, we've been to Hamburger Mary's or Andersonville Brewing. We've been there once, and I don't remember how many taps they had. But
they have like two spaces. They have like a front space and a back space.
Yeah. So maybe they only got four taps.
I don't know.
They probably got more than four taps. That's why if you're not taking over all the taps, and I'm not saying they're not, but it's a tap invasion.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway, we're off subject a little bit here. But yeah, so have you had any of the stuff from Temperance? So Temperance,
there's Claudia.
Claudia,
she worked at Goose Island for a little bit.
Yeah, and she's over there. She's she might be head brewer. She might even be brewmaster over there.
Right, same thing, right?
Yeah. Oh no. Head brewer is the dude there that is number two behind the brewmaster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
titles, technical titles.
Yeah, so, well, we know she's up there.
Yeah.
Which is it's a good look for her. You know, the funny thing about Temperance, man, I've only had one of their beers. I had they've got the Smittytown ESB is on tap at Emporium, and I really enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
But the name Temperance, so apparently, you know, the Temperance movement was all about, you know, stopping the sale of alcohol mm-hmm. back in, you know, around right before Prohibition happened.
Right, the women's Temperance.
It was a women's Temperance movement. So right. The fact that she's a woman... And they have a brewery called Temperance.
Yeah,
is cool. That's nice. Uh-huh. That's cool. It's a cool play on the whole history of the name. So
yeah, the beers I've had for her have been great. I know she's always open for criticism on them. So if you have any thoughts on them, she's tweaking things all the time and trying out new recipes and yeah, making good stuff.
I wouldn't mind checking this out. Last time I had them was at Festival.
Yeah.
Which was our first episode.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was back in September. Yeah. That was the last time I had their stuff. So you can get four Temperance beers on tap Thursday from 7 to 10 at Andersonville Brewing, which is Hamburger Mary's up in Andersonville.
And I haven't been there in a long time. I wasn't a huge fan of their beers when I had it, I don't know, maybe four years ago now. So I just haven't been up there. If I'm in Andersonville, I probably am going to Hop Leaf.
Yeah, Hop Leaf, and if it's summertime and Hop Leaf's like full, then you go up to Acre, which is like a block away. Yeah, Acre's always got good food, great tap list.
So there's some good drinking spots up in Andersonville.
Yeah, once you're there, you don't really have to leave Andersonville. You know, Andersonville is pretty cool. Once you get there.
Once you get there, yeah.
So that's Thursday.
Also Thursday is the Tap This Local 5, right? This is the fifth.
Yeah, it's the fifth one.
Time. I've never been to a Tap This, but
you know, there's an energy in the air, and I hate to sound like all, you know, all cheesy about it, but there's something cool about like, cause you know, there's spots like, you know, Michigan and Colorado and Wisconsin where, you know, having beers just from that state alone is like no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of their thing. But in Chicago, you know, it's a different, completely different climate. You know, all the national brands are here. So this is a night that celebrates all Chicago beers, Chicagoland, you know, this city and the burbs. Nice. So these events are really cool. The very first one I went to was at oh man, what's the name of that place? Their sister bar is Jack's Tap, but this place is up in Roscoe Village. The Village Tap.
Oh, okay.
The Village Tap was the very first tap takeover. And then everybody shows up, like all the brewmasters show up. So, you know, in one corner you got like Greg Hall and he's drinking zombie dust. And then, you know, and they got, you know, like the Half Acre guys over here and Ben Finch is over there.
Cool.
And everybody's there, you know. So, yeah, that's the cool part about these events is like it's a celebration of Chicago beer. So, and a lot of people who make these beers show up.
Okay. So. And now they've... I guess since that one, they've all been at Fishman's, right?
Yeah, so Fishman's, they're really doing it as far as like having a consistent Tap This for Chicago beers. They're probably representing a lot more than most places.
No, cool.
Yeah.
So that's local tap takeover, food, music. Sounds like a good event.
Yeah, they got the food truck. They used to have food trucks come and used to have like a food truck summit that sat out front. You know, it'd be like four or five food trucks outside the place.
It was like Tap This and Food Truck Summit, right?
Yeah.
They like combined.
Exactly. Yeah. So now they got their own food truck.
Oh, cool.
And the guys from Ambique run the food truck. So now they got their own food truck and they're still doing the craft beer events, which is cool. Forbidden Root's going to be there.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. Off Color, Temperance. Yeah. This looks good. Revolution's fourth year beer, which I haven't had.
I haven't had that one yet either.
That's going to be there too. So there's a list of about 15 beers on here. This looks fun. I think I want to hit this up.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's Thursday. So then also Thursday, we've got out in Geneva, Illinois. There's an event at Wildwood. So this is the Solemn Oath Beer Dinner. So What you've got here is Solemn Oath going to Wildwood Restaurant in Geneva, and they're having a 5-course beer dinner.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on there. I'm excited about that. I've been to that place before out in Geneva, and if you take the Metra, it's like walking distance from the Metra once you get there.
Okay.
You know, maybe a 40-minute ride on the Metra, you know, get you a bomber, maybe two.
Because you can drink on the Metra.
You can totally drink on the Metra, you know, get you some cups, and you can go out to Geneva and enjoy the Solemn Oath beer dinner. They're going to have 5 different beers, including Ticklefied American Barley Wine. Yeah, this looks really good. So, yeah, the chef got together with the brewers, and they decided on 5 courses, and that's going to be available. That's a $60 ticket. That's going to be Thursday, March 6th at 6:30. This is at Wildwood in Geneva. I think I'm going to go to that.
Oh, cool. I think $60 for a beer dinner is pretty good. 5 courses, too?
Yeah.
Say about $10 a course on that. You're getting food and beer.
Exactly, man. And it goes 5 courses. And, you know, and beer pairs really well with food. You know, a lot of people don't know that. And then, mm-hmm. like, these guys, they really, and they're there and they walk you through, you know, all these different flavors.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fun. I enjoy those a lot.
Yeah. And then Solemn Oath, we just heard they're going to Wisconsin, right? Or they're not moving to Wisconsin there now. Their beer will be available in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I guess Wurtz, the distributor, has a Wisconsin division now, and Solemn Oath's going to be the first beer up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We just got their beer here. Like
last month.
Or like in bottles. So right, I don't know, is this bottles in Wisconsin or kegs or both?
Yeah. That's yeah, that was surprising actually, mm-hmm. to learn that they were doing the Wisconsin thing.
Right. I don't get enough of their beer here, so I don't want to see it leaving the state because I need to have more of it.
We demand more Solemn Oath here before Wisconsin gets it. God damn it. But kudos to those guys, man. You know, they're in bottles, and then they're already looking at having a regional presence, you know. So I think Madison's definitely one of the cities.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think I saw something about Milwaukee being another city where you can, you know, you'll be getting Solemn Oath beer up there pretty soon.
Nice.
And I'm liking a lot of stuff I get from those guys. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool. Anything else Thursday? Because Thursday, man, it's a big day.
Thursday's packed, man. Yeah, there's three cool events on Thursday.
And then, yeah, so I think it's going to be a tough Thursday. You got to decide, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it probably depends on, like, what part of town you're in, too. But the cool part is, you know, you got events pretty much, you know, all over the place, mm-hmm. which is nice.
And then I think we only have one other event on the calendar. We got a beer summit, right?
Yeah, so this is the Illinois Suburban Brewers Summit. So this is going to be out in Plainfield, Illinois. Hello, Plainfield. This is Ale to the Burbs and Nevin's Brewing Company is putting together the first annual Illinois Brewers Summit. So this is going to be Saturday, March 8th at 6:30. This is from 6 to 9 on a Saturday night. And a lot of the suburban breweries are going to be out there. Cool. You know, like Penrose and, you know, Church Street and Hot Vine. And, you know, they're at Nevin's in Plainfield. And Nevin's actually used to be, goddamn.
It was a bar, right?
No, it was a brewery.
Oh, it was a brewery. Oh, it used to be.
Who did it used to be? They moved to Aurora and became Hop Vine. But before that, they were this brewery in
Plainfield.
Yes. Fuck, I know the name of this guy. And he's going to hate me if he listens to this because, yo, they make really good beer. They had a beer called Friends with Benefits, which was great.
Wait, was it Limestone?
It was Limestone. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, I kind of forgot about those guys.
Yeah, so they changed their name, and they moved out to Aurora, and now they're Hot Vine. But okay. They used to be at this place, so, yeah. Oh, but this event is going to be good, man. Looks like the beer cellar is sponsoring the beers. The guys behind the Naperville Ale Fest are sponsoring the eats. And then Steve Masney from the Beer Download is going to moderate like a Q&A session where a lot of these brewers are going to be there. And he's going to ask some questions. And you guys can, you know, if you have any questions, submit them to Steve. And he'll ask the brewers directly on the scene. Oh, so.
Very cool. That should be a fun event. Yeah. I haven't been out to Plainfield. There was a restaurant like right down the street from Limestone that was really good that they shut down a couple years ago too.
Yeah, they were. I know which one you're talking about.
Now we're gonna forget that name.
We're gonna forget that too. But no, you gonna get their they had
a great bottle selection.
Yeah, and there's a they have VIP at the fest out there, the Midwest Brewers Fest. That restaurant was in the VIP
Everyone
section.
Who like lives in Plainfield is like yelling at us. They're listening to this. Like,
come on, what the fuck? This is But those guys are cool, man. Shout out to Jeremy and you know Eric Woodruff and those guys, man, because they're really awesome guys. And then they're kind of waving the flag for events in the Western Burbs, Southwestern Burbs. So
awesome.
This event's going to be $25. It's going to be this Saturday. So you'll get 15 tickets. You can get 4 ounce pours. It includes food. And you get to learn all about all these suburban breweries. And it's not just the Western Burbs. You get to learn about breweries from every suburb. Like One Trick Pony's going to be there. They're way in the South Burbs. Two Brothers, Urban Legend, 350. I don't even know where 350 is. So, yeah.
Yeah, not sure.
It's going to be cool, man. And, yeah, the Burbs.
So that's fun. That's Saturday.
Yeah, that's this Saturday.
Well, awesome. Man, calendar's light. Thursday's full, but the rest of the calendar is pretty light.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully you know about some other events, and if you do, let us know because we'll share them on Twitter or Facebook. And you know, if you have anything coming up, please let us know too because we'd love to talk about them on the show and we'd love to go to them. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch to let you know about these events or to buy you a beer?
Absolutely. The latter is most important. Okay. On Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. On the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are there. Link to iTunes. Subscribe or listen to them on the site. Leave us a review, too, because that's always helpful. And then we got Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're usually posting some photos there, other events we come across that we just don't have time to talk about on the show. There's so many of them. And that'll do it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass.
Right on. Cheers.